My name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am, if possible.
Okay. Well, do you need a testing site or a vaccination site?
Not a testing site. I'm sorry. I need a vaccination site. So I actually got my first round of Moderna through Auburn, and they sent me an email last week saying all the second dose schedules for this week, which was my week to get my second dose, were canceled, and that they had run out of the Moderna second dose and weren't sure when they were going to get it back. So I was just trying to figure out, you know, with your assistance, or maybe even Auburn's, I need to call them as well, what the, you know, are they planning on getting some more and I just need to wait, or can I source it, you know, later this week or next week from somewhere else?
The only thing I'm going to be able to do, I can give you the number for you to call to get pre-registered again, but that's the only thing I'm going to be able to, the only information I'm going to have as far as that goes. We don't have specific information on when the certain facilities are going to get the vaccinations. I would continue to reach out to the one that canceled you.
Where I got the first shot?
Yes, that's exactly what I would do.
From Auburn? Okay, I'll call her. I have their phone number right here.
Okay.
What's the phone number that you have?
It is 855-566-5333.
Ooh, you're going to have to slow down. I'm sorry. 855-566-5333.
Okay.
5333. Okay, and what phone number is this associated with?
It's the state. That's where they can actually get you pre-registered. It's just going by your name and your county and your age. So there's no way for us to even specify, you know, that this is your second dosage or anything like that. So that's why I would continue to reach out where you got the first one.
Reach out to Auburn. Okay, all right. Yes. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope I was able to help. If you need any more information, you can also visit the following websites, the adph.org or the cdc.gov.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.